This is no holds bar. We're not holding anything back. So if you've ever pissed off either one of these people, we're calling you out. No, that's not true. We are here at the National Crappie League Championship. And actually, we're here with John Harrison. He fished in the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
He was beautiful yesterday, dude. I didn't see you wearing shorts or anything yesterday.
Yeah. You couldn't ask for a better day.
You probably can't see his face, but it's actually like windburned. He needs to go put some medication on it. But
It wasn't for the week yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked out of the hotel room yesterday morning. I said, boy, I wish I was fishing today.
Yeah.
It was a tough one.
That's one of those days you're like, oh, honey, yeah, I'll go fix the sink or whatever day.
He said they took one over the front of the boat right off.
Kevin was soaked. He was soaked all day.
So you've actually just made Kevin mad right away.
He was tough though. I told him, I said, man, we go back to the trailer, but he said, now we're here. We're going to tough it out. Yeah, we had a decent day. It wasn't a great day by no means, but I mean, anybody caught fish yesterday in this tournament, I commend them because that was pretty harsh conditions.
It was pretty tough. Now, Mark, you didn't have to fish because you're here with your company at the expo in 68 degrees.
Yeah, when we came in yesterday morning, it was like warm in here. I'm like, dang, it's pretty nice. I'd take my jacket off, you know. It's dang nice in here.
Yeah, we were standing out back waiting away. I was like, just let me in the building. It was cold. It's cold.
We'll get to that part. We'll get to the expo. We'll get to Mark, and he's kind of squirreled away some products that he's holding to himself, not really releasing, but we're going to make him tell us. We're going to make him give us the shout out on that. The 411, 5011, whatever. Give us some numbers. But how'd you get to this championship? How'd you get here?
We fished the trail all year long. I think we had one really bad tournament. We finished outside the top ten. The rest of them, we finished inside the top ten in every tournament. I think we're sitting in third or fourth in angler of the year points.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, that's part of it. I commend people like JoJo Baker and Hayden. I think JoJo won angler of the year, and Hayden won his tournament yesterday with a six sack. When I say that, I mean almost three pound average. In that harsh conditions, that's just unbelievable. He's phenomenal. You were there. I saw JoJo and him. You know the conditions. Yesterday was the day
you wanted to be at home doing honeydews, man. And you'd been happy to do any honeydew she had for you. I mean, but it was tough conditions. Following Hayden with the drone, I had my drone up and I was following Hayton, and actually, not that the drone was having trouble keeping up with him, but he was moving, and I had to move it. I had him locked, and it was moving.
Well, most of the guys nowadays, that's what you do. You cover a lot of water. You run that trailer motor on 10, and some of us were stuck where we were yesterday. Hayden just got out there and fought.
We happened to have his mother and a couple other guys was neighbors that has watched him grow up. Hang around the booth a little bit yesterday afternoon waiting on the way in.
Right.
And the one guy told me, he says, he's got this because this is where he wants to fish. Everybody else is hiding from the wind. He's going to be in the middle of it.
Wow. And he's got a big 521 Ranger or
522.
Something?
522. 522. He's redone it. And it's a battleship. He's got it rigged. And it's a battleship. He's ready for it.
Amazing stuff. Well, Mark, we're going to let you spill the beans. You tell us about that stuff that's new for this year that's come out.
We're working on, I don't even know, we're calling it a plate mount and a shelf mount. So a lot of the newer boats coming out now have a little shelf behind the steering wheel before it gets into the console.
Right.
And we've got a track system that mounts on that, and it's got arms coming off of it, and they swing around. Your unit swings around. It's got all kinds. I haven't seen any others. It is super cool.
So it's like Transformers.
It looks like a robot arm. I thought about calling it the robot, you know, because and then we got it.
You can call it the transfer thing. I want my percentage on loyalty.
It's called Transformer.
If it comes out Transformer, I'll do a whole podcast showing why that.
It's
I should get in
it's definitely a game changer. In the way it functions. I mean, you can move these graphs around. Sometimes, you know, some people are running 9-inch graphs, some people are running 12, some people are running 216s. Like Joe Floyd. Joe's running two big 16-inch Apex up there. And the way you can maneuver them and get them out of your sight where you see. Because, I mean, that's becoming a problem. We can't see with these big electronics nowadays in front of us, even up front.
So Joe's running 216s, like he's saying. And the top of the unit to the top of the console is maybe 3 inches.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's a 16-inch unit, the way I can adjust them down.
Adjust them.
And then I was at the first show I took it to here a while back. We went to the East Tennessee Fishing Show, and I like to walk around and look at all the new boats once we get set up, talk to some of the dealers and this and that. Well, we got a little bit of time. And this one that I'm calling the shelf mount, it dawned on me at that show, we can mount that on a bridge, put it on the front of the boat. And you can take the units up, or you can lay them down, and you can swing them around. So I was showing John this morning. So say you're wanting to run two big 16-inch units or bigger on the front, but your trolling motor's in the way. You can't get your trolling motor in. You can loosen the knob and swing that one over, pull your trolling motor in, put your trolling motor back in, swing it back out.
That's a good deal because the Lowrance Ghost has that, the tubing that's supposed to hold the cable, and it doesn't hold. So you might want to fix that. It doesn't hold in there. The first time you pull it up, the start of the day, it flops out of those two little brackets, and you'd be able to swing that over.
Right, you can get it out of the way, and that troll motor can come right back in.
We got another model that'll mount on the plate. So, you know, they put a plate in the dash. You take the unit out of the dash and put a plate in it. We call that the plate model. I've teamed up with Precision Sonar. They're in my neighborhood. Been dealing with them for a long time. We work back and forth together. Yeah. They have all the plates for every boat imaginable. I mean, way back to who knows what, to brand new boats. The new boats, they get the math. They send them the details. So I'm not getting in on that. I work with those guys. So what we're going to do, if you need a plate, we're going to have a link going to their website, and you'll be able to get what you need from them. So we're going to have, and that one, you can, it's got an extra knuckle in it and all that. I mean, it'll do crazy stuff. It's pretty cool. You can either take those 16s and drop them down like we did on Joe's boat, or you can put one up and turn it around so you can see it from the front. I mean, it's I don't know. Just
in those conditions, just with all that water coming over the front of the boat, you just pull them together, big 16s, and it's a shield.
Use that to block the wind.
Yeah.
So that's what Kevin's for.
Yeah.
You would say, okay, you come hold the net right here, like hold the net, and you could be back behind them. I saw you, Kevin, fishing some. I saw you take a break, and I saw him run up there and fish. He grabbed that Diamond Series. He's up there fishing. Yep. I was like, look at that, he's trying to get, because I was in the other boat. He's like, he's trying to catch one so he can show it to me to get the photo so he can get the credit. But I saw a lot of netting going on in your boat.
We caught a lot of fish in them conditions. Just wasn't on the right grade of fish. We caught fish all day. Catching fish, you know, wasn't the problem. That lake is a fine lake, and it's got a lot of big crappie in it.
It's a place if you want to eat. It's a place to go.
Oh, it's a rich environment. It's target friendly. Target friendly for sure.
So your boat has some of Mark's products on there.
Yeah. I have all Mark's products, anything from the rod launcher where I can, if I need to turn around and do something, I can just set my rod in and hold my rod on the deck of the boat or anything. And I'm running double mount up front. And I've run several of the fold down mount he makes was my favorite. I ran it for a long time because I'm running a 16 and two 12s up front, and I couldn't see going down the lake with that in front of the boat. And that fold down monitor mount folds down completely flat to the deck. Locks in place, so now my trolling motor is higher on my deck than the mounts were, and I loved it. And he wanted to try the extended mount.
He's one of our test pilots.
I tried to tear this thing up, it was not designed for a 16 and 2 12. I destroyed it, and he would build me other parts. That's the thing about it. When Mark makes products and builds a product, it doesn't go out to the consumer like, "Hey, here it is. We built to take it." No. We beat the fire out of them. We try to tear them up.
The new one with all the arms on it, I got one on Joe Floyd's boat. I don't know how well you know Joe.
Oh, I know Joe Floyd.
He can tear up an anvil with a rubber hammer.
So yeah. what I'm saying is, before it goes on the market out to the consumer, we have tested these things tremendously.
Weren't we in the boat on Sardis with Joe Floyd?
Me and you? Me and you and Joe.
And he had that. He had some sort of test rod that was in there, and it looked like a Joe. It looked like a Joe Floyd thing.
Yeah,
it don't have all the eyes on the thing, but
that was the B&M Poles 18 foot diamond, the new diamond series. That's when the prototype was back then.
Which is funny. He's like, can you cast? I'm just going to troll you over to the fish. And I'm going to cast this thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
You caught a bunch of fish that day too.
I did catch some fish. I remember. You guys were sitting there taking pictures of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't need to take pictures of me. I know where you're going to put that. I mean, I don't need no crap.
All right, it was a good time.
I like eating them more than I like having my picture taken with them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for sure.
Talking about the cable.
Oh, all right.
Oh, the cable steer. You know how a lot of guys nowadays are putting the over-the-side mount, the hand control for the live scope. Mark has made one now. And actually, I'm going to put one on my boat. I run two live scopes on my boat all the time. I run one in perspective mode, and then I run the other one forward facing sonar. But he's made this one. When you got your graphs here in front of you, we like to be able to zoom in, zoom out real quick. So I try to keep them here in front. But it's got a bracket that comes off, and it's got a dial knob, a big knob. You can turn it, and what it does is it mounts to the side of your trolling motor or over the side, however you want to mount it. But you can actually turn it with your hand versus having to take a hand control and move. So where that's good is, say you're a brush pile fisherman or a stake bed fishman, when you pull up there and you spot lock your trolling motor into the wind and your brush pile's over here to the side, you can actually just turn and dial it how you want it and fish. You're keeping the live scope on it all the time while your trolling motor's holding you right here, even though it's mounted to your trolling motor.
Nice.
Makes sense. It's a game changer, and we're finna put one on my boat. I have it at the house now, I just haven't installed it yet.
And that will work with, say, like the Garmin or the Lawrence Ghost, but also the ones that pull and slide down.
We can put it on everything except for the Altera
and
the Tarova because of cable management on our thing. But the rest of them, we already got the mounts.
He also makes the side mount that you can mount it on, like you normally would a hand scope.
You can put it in that, and then you can swing it in out of the boat and all that stuff. I had that one. That was new for last year, but for some reason, it's been a really slow starter. And now it's we sold out of them this weekend.
Just a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, this is the expo. So we're at the expo. Mark's here, you know what?
Let's talk about that for a second. This has been really good.
I've been to some bigger venues
and some different things, and I didn't do near what we've done here. And we didn't have. I don't felt like we had a super huge crowd yesterday, but it was steady all day long, and we done really well. I mean, I sold all the cable savers.
I wasn't surprised that the people that were here when we came up on stage, it was a good many people.
They're talking about the next one they do next year at Sardis. They're going to have maybe more vendors like us. There's more boats here than I don't know what. I mean, there's multiple rooms. I don't know if you've walked around. Oh, man, holy cow, there's boats everywhere.
There's campers outside. There's boats outside. I'm probably looking at 30, 40, 50 boats in here.
I stopped at your booth. I was like, man, I need this guy. He's got that cool orange boat to sponsor the Fishing Guide Podcast. That would look good on the side of your thing.
I tell everybody, if I sponsored and done all the stuff all the pro staff guys want, it'd be over.
Oh, it would be over. Anyway, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. So any kind of crappie fishing that you're looking to do out there, whether pulling crankbaits or throwing like a pointer shad, soft plastic bait, they got them. Or if you're walleye fishing or striper fishing, bass fishing, they got it. They got bass heads. They got everything you're looking for. You can find them at picolures.com, or they may have them in your local tackle shop. So check them out there. And John, if they want to go to social media and find out where all the cool stuff is on your boat,
Facebook, all over social media, any platform, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, John Harrison Fishing, we're all over.
All right. And
we're going to have demo days on Kentucky Lake, 11th, 12th, and 13th of April at the Moores Resort, where people can bring their boat in, sit in their boat. We'll try on them out like you're trying on a pair of shoes, see what fits you the best.
All the pro staff will be there. We're having a tournament, also a pro staff tournament. We got call-outs going on. Jeremy Madden there, him and Joe Floyd, he's got his beard on the line. I think I've called out Godwin. John Godwin will be there. Me and him going head-to-head. All the pro staff guys will be there. It'll be a good time.
Okay, sounds good. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.